The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm here with my co-host, Fell Realtor husband, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Very good today.
Hope everybody enjoyed their 4th of July and is still enjoying the weekend festivities.
That's
long
right.
Weekend.
Happy 4th of July. Enjoy.
Enjoy. We have, for the second week in a row, Tim Franklin, principal owner of Biondi Franklin Insurance Company. Good morning.
Thank you for having me. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Pat.
Good morning.
We're happy you're here with us. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30, where we answer real estate questions. We have been guiding, assisting, and advising clients in real estate matters for over 40 years. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724.
Our archive radio shows are on jruddy.com, where you can also view our listings or search the MLS listings. That's jruddy.com. And remember to like us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Okay, Tim Franklin, principal owner of Biondi Franklin Insurance Company. How long have you been in insurance, please?
I have been in the insurance business for 30 years.
Wow. And where are you from? Where is your office located, please?
We're in South Abington Township, Chinchilla.
Okay, and how does someone get in touch with you?
You can reach us by phone at 570-587-2840, on the web at qualityinsurance.com, by email at info@qualityinsurance.com, or you can take advantage of our mobile phone app, which is available in the iTunes App Store and the Google Store. Totally free app. Great app.
Excellent. Now, for this week's purposes, I thought we would talk about homeowners insurance.
Good topic.
Great topic. I would think that you know everything there is to know about homeowners insurance.
No.
No?
But I know where to find it all.
All right.
It is such a broad spectrum of information that nobody can know it all, but I have a good working knowledge.
Well, I'm sure you know close to all. Let's start with replacement cost of insurance. And a lot of times we are confronted with people that when we're going to a house to sell it, we want to price it, to list it, to sell it, and we call that a list price. We come up and we arrive at a market value we think that the property owner can realize. And a lot of times they present us with their insurance policy, and they like to show us what their replacement cost is, which is usually a lot higher than what I find market value to be.
That's funny, because a lot of times they show us their market value and say, why am I not insuring for this amount? The replacement cost of a property is not directly tied to the market value. You can have two properties that would cost the same to build, and depending on their condition and depending on their location is going to dictate what the market value is, but their construction cost is going to be the same. So if I have two similar areas, one is an older home and one is a brand new home, they're the same square footage, they have the same features, the same finishes, they're going to cost the same to rebuild, but the market value is going to be different.
Okay, so in terms of insurance, it's what it would cost to reconstruct the...
That is correct.
Okay, so, you know, for our purposes, we don't pay attention to that, but a lot of property owners feel that the replacement cost should be the market value for the home, but it's not.
Again, when they come to us, they want the replacement cost to be the market value so that they can spend less on their homeowners insurance.
Right, right. So they can pay less.
We see it from a different angle.
What do you do about historic homes and insurance for those types of properties? We have a lot of historic homes in the area.
There are, and it usually is a specialized coverage. There's many insurance companies that do not want to get involved with a historic home because there's so many restrictions on how they must be repaired if there is damage.
Right.
So it is a specialized thing.
Okay. How about when people have home offices? Is the insurance different?
That is an exposure that needs to be considered when writing the homeowner's insurance. And the purpose of having an insurance agent is to find out what your exposures are so that they can be adequately covered. The worst thing that can ever happen is that you have a loss that is not covered, that could have been covered, that you weren't given the opportunity to purchase that coverage. Back to your specific question regarding the home office. Home offices are generally acceptable to a homeowner's insurance policy, even if you have client traffic going in and out. If you're just, say, a person who telecommutes, you work from home, you have no client traffic, your homeowner's insurance company doesn't even really need to know about that because it's not an additional exposure except possibly for the equipment that you have. And the homeowner's policy does have some limited coverage for business property. But there's not a liability exposure there because there's no client traffic. If there is client traffic, you need to let your insurance company know so that they can adequately cover you. If you have a client coming, they slip and fall and sue you, you want that to be covered.
Right, precisely. I think that would be pretty important. Now, you rent out a portion of your home. You live in the home, but you rent out a portion of your home, whether it be a two-unit, a duplex, or a double, side-by-side double, or you have a finished lower level that has its own ingress and egress, and you rent it out to an unrelated person.
Well, again, you would want to let your insurance company know that so that they can give you the proper coverage to cover that exposure. And also in that instance, I would advise that any homeowner who has that situation, when you've got somebody renting from you, you want to make sure that they have renter's insurance to cover their own personal property and their personal liability because your policy is not going to cover their personal property. It is for you, not for them. And also, if they negligently destroy your home, let's say they have a candle and burn your house down, and you've got a rule that they're not allowed to burn candles, they burn your house down, then you can go after them, and their insurance company will pay for your losses.
Along the same lines, landlord-tenant situation, tenant has animals, specifically a pet dog, a pit bull.
That is something that, again, you should work with your insurance company to make sure that that type of exposure is acceptable. Animals are wonderful. We all love our pets. But from a legal standpoint, from a liability standpoint, the courts have decided that there are certain animals that are vicious. Whether your particular pit bull could be the most loving animal in the world, the courts say that that's a vicious animal, and your insurance company may not want that exposure. So you need to have an insurance company that is willing to accept that exposure. Or, in the case of the tenants, work with your insurance agent, your insurance company, and write that into the lease, whether or not they are allowed to have that type of an animal.
So there are insurance companies that would deny coverage based on a pit bull being present?
They may deny you from having the policy with them. If they're unaware of the situation, and it's, let's say it's a new situation, and they're unaware of it, and that dog bites something, you, the homeowner, get brought into the suit, you would have coverage under your liability.
Okay, because there are some owners, landlords, that don't reside at the property that the tenants do, maybe even out of the area, that may not realize.
It's quite probable. I've been talking in general terms about people who live in the area and own property in the area. Many times when you have what we call absentee landlords, their properties go into a different category of policy. And many of those policies then are underwritten differently, and they may have coverage restrictions built into them that they will not cover for that type of an incident.
So know your policy. Read your policy.
Absolutely.
Understand your policy.
Absolutely.
Ask questions if you don't know the answers.
Yes.
Okay. And any reputable, good, honest insurance company agent would have those answers.
And if they don't have them, they will get them.
How does someone get in touch with you, please?
We can be reached by telephone at 570-587-2840, on the web at qualityinsurance.com, by email at info@qualityinsurance.com, and by our mobile phone app, available at the App Store or Google Store.
How does someone know if they're underinsured or overinsured? I have a tendency to think that we typically are overinsured, but that might not be the case. I just see a lot of checks being written for coverage for this, that, and the other thing. And how does someone determine if they're overinsured or underinsured? Is there a way?
Absolutely. Talk to your agent. Your agent, when they insure your property, should go and measure the property, should do an on-site survey to see what the different construction features and finishes are. And all of us insurance agents have access to programs that will determine the construction cost based on that information. But if they've never seen the property, they don't know what your features and finishes are, they cannot do that construction cost. And it is important to know what the construction cost of your home is. You don't want to be overinsured because then you're paying premium for no good reason. You don't want to be underinsured because you want to have the proper amount of coverage. You want to be made whole if there is a loss.
So how about deductibles? How does that play into everything? The higher your deductible,
the lower your premium.
Okay. So most people go with a higher deductible?
These days, people are starting to gravitate toward the higher deductibles, especially now because homeowners insurance is experience rated. Years ago, it didn't matter how many claims you had, your rate was the rate was the rate. And the insurance industry has since put in experience rating. So if you never have a claim for 20 years, you should be paying a lower premium than somebody that's having a claim every 2 or 3 years. So what we are trying to do as agents in our agency is to educate our clients as to how much tolerance they have for loss. Do they want to eat the first $500? Do they want to have $1,000? Are they going to turn in those smaller claims, or do they want to insure for the catastrophe? And more people are going to the higher deductibles because they're not going to turn in that small claim and then have a higher premium on their policy. Most policies will not rate you after one claim, but if you have that second claim, then they'll start rating you.
Then they'll start rating you. Now, how about credit scores? Do they play any part?
They play into the rate-making process, and I can only speak in general terms about that because every insurance company seems to have their own model for credit. So they're all using different portions of the credit score to do their rate making, and they don't share that information with the agents. So I can have a client who's got, let's say, a 700 credit score, and there may be one company that absolutely loves that, and there may be another company that doesn't like that, and it's because of the factors that went into making that 700 credit score, but we don't know what they are.
But it can affect somebody's rate.
It can affect.
All right. We're headed towards a break. Before we go, Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes. We have a great investment opportunity. It is a 5-unit property at 125 Oak Street in Scranton for only $145,000. This property has 1 3-bedroom unit, 2 2-bedroom apartments, and 2 1-bedroom apartments. It has separate heat for each unit, off-street parking, a 2-car garage that can be rented out for additional income, and it also has a new roof. So if you're looking to invest, give us a call about 125 Oak Street in Scranton, a 5-unit for only $145,000, and that is listed by Nick Lawler of our office.
Thank you, Pat. Stay with the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Gready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. We'll be back after a very brief break. The real estate market is extremely active, and you want to make a move, but you don't know where to start, who to call, or how to make it happen. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I know Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate can lead the way. Our quality service award-winning team will help you with buying and selling a home. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has a proven track record and experience you can count on. Lean on us to show you the way. Call 570-344-6724. That's 570-344-6724. Or visit jready.com. That's JRUDDY.com, where homes are open every day, all day long. Also, remember to tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting, too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ready from Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jready.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ready, broker, owner, and with my husband, fellow realtor, partner, co-host, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Very good. Learning a lot about insurance.
For the second week in a row, we have Tim Franklin, principal owner of Biondi Franklin Insurance Company. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm glad to be here for a return engagement.
And I'm glad that you are back with us on this holiday weekend. Hope you're enjoying it.
Absolutely.
Now, in the first half of the show, we've been talking about homeowners insurance this week, and we've talked about replacement costs, historic homes, home offices, tenant insurance, landlords, policies. And right before the break, we were talking about how to determine whether one is overinsured or underinsured, and that's where you come in. And you go out and you survey the property and do a write-up. You determine what the insurance should be for the property, correct?
For the most part, that is correct. Now, there are times that you cannot use that construction cost if there is too much of a difference between the construction cost and the market value. Many companies don't want to give you that full number for the construction cost. So what they will do, they will give you, it's called a market value policy, and then they will put a full repair endorsement on it. So that you still get the replacement cost for any partial losses on the structure. But in the event of a total loss, they're going to just pay you what the market value is. You're not going to be able to totally rebuild it for the amount of coverage that's on there.
Now, does that happen quite a bit?
In some of the older areas, it's more prevalent. With new construction, it's not even an issue.
Correct.
But if you've got a home, say, that was built 100 years ago, it's 4,000 square feet and it's worth $200,000, it probably would have cost $700,000 to rebuild, and you're not going to get the insurance company to give you a $750,000 policy on it. That's the type of area where the market value policies do come into play.
So it gets a little tricky.
It does get tricky. That's why you need an insurance agent.
Right, and you know how to do that. And we were talking about deductibles, and most people these days you're finding are raising those deductibles, putting in less claims for the little stuff, saving it for maybe something that's a little bit more complex or I don't want to say tragic, but a little bit more...
more catastrophic.
Yeah, we raised our deductible significantly, and it almost cut the insurance, the homeowner's insurance, in half. It was a huge difference. But like you said, I'm only going to go for the big stuff. I'm not going to go for the little stuff.
That's correct. And what you need to consider when you're looking at your deductible is, let's say you have a $500 deductible now, and you're looking at a $1,000 deductible just to save some premium dollars. Well, if it's going to take 7 or 8 years for you to have that difference in premium back in your pocket, I wouldn't do it. But if you're going to have that difference in premium back in your pocket in 2 to 3 years, by all means, go to the higher deductible. After 2 to 3 years, you've already got the difference in your pocket. So if you do have a claim, you've got that money that you've saved from the premium that you can apply to the higher deductible.
How often should someone be looking at their policy, reviewing it to make sure what's covered is there, what's, you know, seeing if they should update some information, remove some things, add some things.
Well, anytime you have changes to the structure, you should be talking to your agent. You've put an addition on, you've put a pool in, anything like that, call your agent, let them know so they can properly adjust your coverage to meet those changes. Otherwise, if nothing is changing from year to year, probably about every 5 years is a good time to be looking at your policy and reviewing it.
Okay, it's the summertime. We're all outside. We're running around. We're having fun. Well, not so much me.
My air conditioning is having fun.
Our little guy, Patrick, we see him bouncing up and down on a neighbor's trampoline. And how do you view trampolines as an insurance agent, please?
Well, it's the insurance industry describes a trampoline as an attractive nuisance. What that means is other children are going to see that. They're attracted to it. They want to use it.
Every kid in the neighborhood
wants to use
that.
It. So if you're going to have a trampoline, you do need to protect it from the neighborhood children that are not invited onto it to be using it.
With the pool, usually people have fences around the pool and they can lock it.
That is correct.
And they can keep people out that they don't want in.
That is correct.
But a trampoline has that screen that's around it. Is it a safety net? Does that keep people out?
That helps. But only if you can lock that so that they cannot get onto the trampoline is it really a help. If you want to be better protected, put that behind a fence just like you would a pool.
They climb the fence.
They do. And with minors, the law holds you absolutely responsible whether you do everything right or not. But for your own peace of mind, you don't want to be responsible for a child being injured.
Right.
So you do everything. If you're going to have that trampoline, and they are a lot of fun. We had one when I was a child. If you're going to have that trampoline, protect the people that are around that you don't want getting onto that when you're not there to be supervising them.
You told me a disturbing thing during the break about a child. If he has an injury, he has until how long to tell you?
Generally 2 years beyond their 18th birthday.
So if an 8-year-old has an injury, he can wait 10 years?
Yes.
12 years?
The clock starts ticking when they reach adulthood at age 18.
So he can come for you for an injury he had years ago?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Getting back to the trampoline, I guess then the same would apply for any type of swing set. And they're not like they were when I was a kid with the two swings. They have all these
the climb, the slide,
the rack climb, right? The slide, all the different
the rope
bells
ladders,
and whistles,
everything.
Right? So, is this? I would assume the same rules apply with that.
Depending on the severity of the injury that can be sustained on the piece of equipment, use your judgment.
Okay.
Use your judgment as to how well you need to protect that. I can tell you, though, that in the case of pools and trampolines, your insurance company is going to be asking about them because that is where unfortunately, a lot of the liability losses come from, injuries, deaths. And yes, we're there to pay the money if you fall into that situation. But again, the heartache, you want to prevent.
Protect.
And protect,
right.
Absolutely.
Okay, got it. What's an umbrella policy? What's a blanket? Are they the same thing? Is there something different? What's the definition? How do you define those? Where do they apply?
Well, an umbrella keeps you from getting wet, and a blanket keeps you warm.
Okay.
All right. Now, what about insurance?
Commonly known as umbrella policies, they are actually excess liability policies. You buy your homeowner's insurance, you've got liability coverage on the homeowner's in case there's a covered incident where you get sued. You have liability insurance on your automobile, your boats, your golf carts, all of those types of things have liability insurance. What the umbrella or excess liability policy, it gives you an additional layer of liability coverage that if you do have a suit, if you have an incident that exceeds the amount of coverage that you have on your policy, it then goes to that next layer of coverage. Generally, for individuals, you buy anywhere from $1 million to $5 million on the umbrella. The whole reason to have that is you buy liability insurance to protect your assets. You don't want your own personal money going to a lawsuit. You don't want to have a lien put on your house. That's why you have the liability insurance. So that umbrella gives you an extra layer of liability, and they're generally inexpensive. You can, if you have, let's say, two cars and a house, you can probably get an umbrella, $1 million umbrella, for under $200 a year. So they are not terribly expensive, but they give you just that much more peace of mind that you are protecting your assets. Now, blanket, that is a broad definition, and that just refers to whether you are insuring a specific item or a number of items with one limit of coverage. So let's take jewelry, for example. You may have an engagement ring that's worth $10,000, and you insure that on your policy with a $10,000 limit. That's an individual coverage for that piece of jewelry. Let's go one step further and say you have about $50,000 worth of jewelry, and you don't want to have each piece scheduled separately. You can buy a blanket limit of coverage that will cover all of those jewelry pieces up to the $50,000 in total. Most of your jewelry blanket policies will also, though, have a sublimit. They'll say we'll pay a total of $50,000, but no more than, say, $5,000 for any one piece or $10,000 for any one piece. So, like all insurance policies, you need to know what the specifics are, so you know whether or not that's a proper way to insure your assets.
How does someone get in touch with you, Tim?
We are available by phone, 570-587-2840, on the web, qualityinsurance.com, by email, info@qualityinsurance.com, or by way of our mobile smart app, which is available at the App Store and Google Store.
You've been doing insurance for over 30 years, and you're out in South Abington Township. That's where your office is based, correct?
That is correct.
But you can insure property all through the region.
We are licensed to sell insurance in the state of Pennsylvania.
We're talking with Tim Franklin, principal owner of Beyond D. Franklin Insurance Company. If someone has their car, their house, all their insurance policies with one insurance agent, does that usually ensure that they are given a lower rate or a better rate than if they had all these policies scattered around?
You can have all the policies with one agent, yet still with multiple companies. And in that instance, it's not going to give you a break on the price. But if you have these policies with one company, then they start giving the multi-policy discounts.
So there is a discount.
There is a discount having your insurance with one company.
One company.
Now, one of the advantages of having all of your insurance with one agent, regardless of whether it's with one company, that agent can see your total picture. They can see all of what you have to protect. They know what you're protecting. Whereas, let's say you have your homeowner's insurance with me and your auto insurance with somebody else and your boat insurance with somebody else, I don't know how well protected you are, nor do the other agents, so they can't fill in any of the coverage gaps that you may have.
There can be some missing pieces.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So if we don't do it all...
You don't see it all.
We don't see it all, and we don't know how well or how poorly you are covered.
Well, we had a fabulous discussion with you 2 weeks in a row. Is there anything we didn't cover that you want to say quickly for anybody listening out there? Do's, don't do's, suggestions?
In closing, I would say that talk to your insurance agent. Your insurance agent needs to be your partner in your insurance program. And it is an insurance program. It's not just a policy. You want to know what your exposures are, and you can either choose to insure those exposures, or you can choose to just absorb any losses. But you need to be able to make that choice with information.
Before the catastrophe
happens.
Before
the loss happens, absolutely.
Okay. Good advice. Thank you for 2 weeks in a row of great discussion. We appreciate your time.
My pleasure. I appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable, hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.